Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about some reporting on Giga Shanghai, particularly the workforce and production rates. And we've also got some potential news on Giga Texas, Giga Berlin, also an update on the AMD Ryzen processor Tesla's been using, EV sales in the UK, and Tesla Energy. All right, Tesla stock on the day today finishing down about 2.1% to $1,064.70, the NASDAQ down just 0.1% today. And with the Dow actually underperforming, the NASDAQ, generally an indicator that growth stocks are probably going to do a little bit better. Was a bit surprising to see Tesla trail seems a little bit more Tesla isolated than the last couple of days have been, as we've talked about. Sometimes in those cases, you kind of look at other EV stocks and those will all be down kind of together, but mixed results there today. Some up, some down, same thing with traditional automakers, so I don't think anything there particularly relevant to Tesla's movement. But regardless, Tesla has now given up almost the entirety of the gains from Monday, now up less than 1% on the year, and earlier this morning, even dipping below that level. That being said, also worth noting that the NASDAQ is down about 4% year-to-date, so Tesla's still doing a bit better so far. All right, so first off today, I want to spend some time talking about some reporting on Giga Shanghai. I think there was some news picked up by Tesla Roddy today and a couple of other outlets that is a little bit confusing, and admittedly, I don't have all the answers here, but I think I can help provide at least a little bit of context for this report. So Tesla Roddy saying, Tesla's workforce expansion at Giga Shanghai will grow new model line by 50%. So they say that they picked this up from a Troy Teslik tweet, which reads, quote, the text below is from the environmental impact assessment of Giga Shanghai expansion. It says they will add 3,000 employees to a production line that currently has 6,000, end quote. And I think that's about as far as a lot of people seem to have taken this news. And then I've seen a lot of conversation about, oh, Giga Shanghai, 50% more workforce than taking the current production rate. So let's say 750,000 and upping that by 50% and saying, oh, the new production rate is going to be 1.1 million or whatever. But that's not really exactly what's going on here, so let's take a look all the way through this. Troy's tweet also shares a screenshot of a portion of that environmental impact assessment with a translation at the bottom. There are a couple of portions redacted there, so those are filled in with dot dot dots, but it says, quote, according to the corporate plan, this time, dot dot dot, the production area has added 1,000 new employees, the new model production area has approximately 3,000 new employees, and dot dot dot, the new model production area has a labor force of approximately 6,000. After the implementation of this project, it will increase to 9,000 people and 19,000 employees in the whole factory. See table 310-1 for the production cycle and capacity comparison, end quote. All right, so first off, let's talk about that new model production area. A lot of people taking that to mean that this would be for the Model 2 or whatever the next generation version would be called. I'm confident that's not the case. I think it's just a sentence structure here. Look at it as a model production area that is new rather than a production area for a new model. That should be pretty clear because this says that the new model production area has, present tense, a labor force of approximately 6,000. And what's important to understand here is that this environmental impact assessment, this was from back in mid-November. If Tesla had had 6,000 people working on some sort of new model since that long ago, we probably would have heard a little bit more about it by now. So pretty clearly not the case. And then as far as that 50% increase goes, again, I think that has been misinterpreted. If we look at the numbers here, it says after the implementation of this project, it will increase to 9,000 people. So one area is going from 6,000 to 9,000, but then they say that 19,000 employees would be in the total factory. So really the increase is from 16,000 to 19,000, or about 20%. The last little bit of this mentions to see table 310-1 for the production cycle and capacity comparison. Unfortunately, if we do pull that up, all that information has been entirely redacted. Anyway, as I had mentioned, this impact assessment with this information in it had been filed in November. And this has actually been reported on. We've even talked about it on the podcast. Reuters and many other news sources had reported on this from Beijing Daily, which had reported that Tesla would be adding 4,000 to their staff, taking the total up to 19,000. Well, where does that 4,000 number come from? That comes from the first couple of lines here saying 1,000 new employees and 3,000 new employees, or at least that's my best guess. That's kind of the only thing that would make sense from these numbers. But in reality, it sounds like this expansion is only allowing that area to go from 6,000 to 9,000. So really increasing the workforce by just 3,000 rather than 4,000. My assessment is that that 4,000 number, that would have happened already, basically taking the count from 12,000 to 16,000. And all of this is all related to the same expansion that we talked about either yesterday or a couple days back for Shanghai to add a new general assembly line that should be complete by April. So we've talked about this a few times in a few different ways. I really don't know exactly why this is coming up again today. I think it's just because people in the Tesla community have now found the actual source document, which is helpful to look at. But my sense is that it ended up confusing quite a few people today about what's new, what's not, what percent increase applies to where, and which project is which. So I hope going through that helps clarify any of that possible confusion. All right, next up, we also have a little bit of confusion on a report on GigaTexas. This is coming from Eastside Global, a Chinese news outlet. They reported that, quote, Tesla is using products made by Chinese solar panel giant Longyi in its Texas Gigafactory, an insider told Eastside Global, despite Tesla China declining to comment on the matter. The U.S. EV maker's new plant will start operation this week, end quote. All right, so the first piece of that, just the solar panels, I guess maybe their insider is Joe Tegmeyer because he tweeted the exact same thing last Friday. But probably the more interesting part of this is that last part of the tweet saying they'll start operation this week. I'm not reading into that at all from this source. I think some people have made the inference that the insider also told this outlet that production would start this week, but they didn't actually say that. I feel like they're kind of just throwing that in about like, oh, fun fact, GigaTexas is going to start production this week without actually knowing that for sure or having some new source. Obviously, it doesn't mean it can't happen. I'm just saying I wouldn't add this to any sort of pile of evidence that it would. All right, moving on over to Giga Berlin. No news on Tesla opening anything there, other than what we talked about yesterday, of course, but looks like IG Metall is opening an office right by Giga Berlin. IG Metall, of course, the automotive union in Germany. We've talked a little bit about that in the past. Tesla will undoubtedly have a works council, but it remains to be seen how heavily integrated any union activity is. Obviously, IG Metall making themselves highly available. Anyway, they did also have a couple of other interesting comments here. They said that they expect around 12,000 employees for 500,000 vehicle production rate, which based on what we just talked about with Giga Shanghai, probably right in that ballpark. Then Der Tagesspiegel, who's reporting on this, also says that the union said that 1,800 employees had been hired by Christmas. IG Metall said that they assumed that the first production stage would start with around 6,000 employees. Seems like that might be a little bit high, but interesting to hear those numbers from IG Metall nonetheless. All right, next up, we've got potentially some more information on the AMD Ryzen processors that Tesla has been slowly expanding into Model 3 and Model Y production, starting over in China were the first reports. Now we've had reports for that for North American production of the Model 3 and Y as well. Now, Drive Tesla Canada is reporting that they have received information that Tesla will be offering a retrofit for this processor. They say that details on pricing have not yet been determined and that things could change, but they've been told that it likely won't be offered until closer to the middle of 2022. This wouldn't be unprecedented. Tesla has, of course, offered retrofits for older Model S and X vehicle processors. Pricing on that has ranged from $1,500 up to $2,000, so that might just give us a ballpark for what to expect for an upgrade like this, if Tesla indeed does decide to offer this retrofit. Next, we've got some exciting reporting coming out of the UK as more and more year-end information starts to come in, this time the UK's turn. The Tesla Model 3 was the second best-selling light passenger vehicle in the UK in 2021. Total year registrations for the Model 3 came in at just below 35,000 vehicles, only behind the Vauxhall Corsa at about 41,000. That's despite the fact that the Model 3 carries a 2.5 times or so higher price. So definitely fun to see that kind of performance, not just in a single month in a country, but over the entire year. And looking at EVs specifically, obviously Tesla leading the pack here, Model 3 sales were about 3 times higher in terms of units than the second place Kia e-Niro. Or the third place Volkswagen ID.3. In fact, the Model 3 outsold second, third, and fourth place combined. I think also cool to note here that market share for battery electric vehicles as a whole in the UK rose from 6.6% in 2020 up to 11.6% for 2021. Pure EV market share almost passed up diesel and did, as long as you don't count mild hybrid EV diesels, but really those kind of fall in the same category for me. So EV still a little bit behind, only a couple percentage points though. I'm not sure if there are any incentives changing for 2022 in the UK, but if not, then I would fully expect BEVs to pass up diesel entirely this year. All right, last item for today, Tesla today shared a video detailing some of the information about their Tesla Energy project in Texas. We've talked about this project a couple of times as it was being developed. Now we've got some final details and some nice footage. Tesla says that there are 81 Tesla Megapacks on this site. Interestingly, Tesla in the video says that that totals about 200 megawatt hours of energy storage, while on the website they say that 81 packs would be about 250 megawatt hours, so don't really know exactly what's going on there, but looks like they just ended up using a lower energy density battery for this project. As far as I know, this one is Tesla-owned. Oftentimes we see Tesla using partnerships for these projects, but I believe this one is 100% Tesla, and it'll be used just to support the Texas grid. All right, that'll wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, January 7th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.